Kia ora, everyone. Welcome. My name is Ian, and I hope you've had a good day. But whatever your day has been like, it's good now to be joining together for evening prayer. We have come to pray. God has gathered us together as a community of faith, and so we are not alone. E te whānau, my brothers and sisters in Christ, great is the Lord and worthy of all praise. Our psalm tonight is Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As tonight is Saturday night, we try to include a reading that is a little bit different. And so I searched my bookshelves for a poem, and I didn't find many. And I certainly didn't find any that seemed to fit. So then I considered some songs. A song by Dave Dobbin, and another song by the rock band U2. And I really would have liked to have told you about that one. But in the end, it was a hymn that seemed right. And so I'm going to read to you a New Zealand hymn. It was written in 1996 by Colin Gibson. And I'm going to do my very best to read these words because they have the ability to evoke very strong images of both our country and of our people. And I want to allow for that to happen. So this is the hymn titled These Hills by Colin Gibson. These hills where the hawk flies lonely, beaches where the long surf rolls, mountains where the snows reach heaven, these are our care. Pastures where the sheep graze calmly, orchards where the apples grow, gardens where the roses cluster, these are our prayer. Forests where the tree ferns tower, rivers running strong and clear, oceans where the great whales wander, these are our care. Race meeting race as equals, justice for age-old wrong, worth for every man and woman, these are our prayer. Cities where the young roam restless, lives brought to deep despair, homeless and powerless people, these are our care. Places where your word is spoken, hands held in serving love, faiths of our many cultures, these are our prayer. All that the old world gave us, all that the new world brings, language, ideas and customs, these are our care. Life finding joy and value, faith seeking truth and light, God heard and seen in all these things, this be our prayer. Although that is a hymn, I feel like I should say amen. And so, amen. Let us now quieten our minds as we approach God in prayer for others. Lord Jesus, loving shepherd, good shepherd, in trust and hope we bring to you our prayers for all your people of every land. We pray for those in countries troubled by war and conflict, for those who suffer the effects of war. We pray for all aid and relief workers and all who who work towards peace. Do not let us forget those of this and other lands who have paid with their life the shocking cost of war and conflict and terrorist acts. Strengthen us that we may make sacrifices in order to make peace. We pray for the homeless and the refugee. We pray for all those whose lives are destroyed by brutality and oppression, for all who are victims of injustice and neglect. Lord, we pray for your church throughout the world. We pray for all ministers, missionaries, pastors, and teachers, for all who feed and tend your flock. We pray for all those whose love for you has been weak or faltering. Equip us for your service in the world, that we may feed your people who hunger to hear your good news. We pray for the people of our communities. We pray for those from whom people turn away, or for those who are rejected or neglected. We pray for our families, our friends, and for ourselves. Help us to build communities based on care and compassion, that we may care for people who hunger for a place of acceptance and worth. Lord, hear our prayers for all who are in need. We pray for those suffering from the effects of this lockdown, for individuals and businesses. We pray for all who grieve the loss of loved ones, for all who suffer from illness, confusion or fear, and for those who care for them. Show us how to share each other's pains, that we may comfort people in their troubles and console those who grieve, and work together for the good of our communities and country. And lastly, we pray for ourselves. Lord, help us to reveal your presence in a broken and confused world. Please give us the words and actions which we need to be bearers of comfort and hope to those around us. And so now let us say together the prayer that Jesus taught us to pray. And please join in using whichever version you know best. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Well, this brings us to the end of our time together. Thank you all for joining with me and for being a community of faith. Let us leave this prayer time with renewed hope and trust in the transforming love of God. God does not leave things as they are. With God, all things are made new. Rest well. I look forward to joining with you in prayer tomorrow night. Bye for now.